Blog Talk Radio.
Certified Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack the heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack the heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on that Tuesday. Riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it better, do it right. Don't be worried about some fools say. Don't be worried about some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday. Wednesday 3-11, Wednesday, March the 11th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua.
Hey, my brother. Today, my sister, we want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify energy management. We want to focus on the business of being a energy manager or a systems manager. So when we talk about business, when we talk about your economy, when we're talking about your wealth, when we're talking about how you earn, how you exist, how you make a living, what value do you have that you can present to the system that in order to be able to receive something back from the system? Now, we didn't create this system, but we're in this system. So we're not of this world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. But since we are in this world, we've got to abide by the rules of this world. Now, it'd be great that if that wasn't the case, but it's not. So we've got to deal with reality. In reality states there's a medium of exchange called tender or called money. And so one of the things that we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, is that we have to be crystal clear on the business of managing. You must become a good manager of your system. Now, the first system that you have to manage is your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. That system then allows you, again, to create using the Father's system, although it is a manipulated system. What does that mean? Now, many people call this ether. So the creation is sending out vibrations in the form of a frequency. Now, the thing that I struggle with and that most people struggle with is how do we focus or harness this frequency, this vibration? Now, the majority of people will dismiss this belief, this understanding, this truth. Because if you don't understand that there is a preconceived ideal that's in the mind of most people, that the system dictates to us what is going on. When it, the exact opposite is true, we dictate to the system. The system, again, being energy. What does that mean? That simply means, brothers and sisters, that at this point, it is important that we all must understand that mankind has been given the greatest gift. That is the transmutation of the soul, or energies, or entities. And so when I say transmutating, that is the old alchemy. This has been around since the beginning of time. The problem is that there's no great metaphysicians on the planet who talk about the soul or the cellular accumulation and embodiment of the manifestation. Now, this is basic chemistry, by the way, of understanding that based upon physics and chemistry, the materialization and the manifestation of mentals or elementals, even materials, is the result of, again, a finely tuned chakra point, which you and I call focus. So if you understand that you have been given a gift by the creator, not the creative God, the creative God wants you to be a creative with your energy. The creator God wants you to create with your energy. What does that mean? That's the difference between light and life. Light is knowledge. Light is knowledge. Life is Zoe. It is the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness and self-control, the fruit of the Spirit. So it is our job to understand that the only energy or the only entity that can actually create and generate its own energy is mankind. We are spiritual beings. Now, we are the only ones that can generate energy we can create energy out of thin air. You say, well, brother, what does that mean? That means that every thought that you have has the potential to be galvanized by other thoughts, and then it creates inertia. It creates a desire. This desire, again, makes you get up and move to another country. This desire will make you go out and talk to a woman that you find attractive. This desire will, again, encourage you to do things that you normally wouldn't do. You could be sitting at home right now, bored to death. And if you get enough thoughts together, those thoughts will give you the desire to go to the gym and exercise. When there was no energy there, everything that you do is the result of galvanizing thoughts together. And those thoughts coming together create a desire, creates entities or energy in motion. This energy in motion, again, stimulates your chemistry through an emotional or a chemical or a neurological response. The problem is we have not been taught how to use it. And so if you, for example, this is when you are sitting at home alone. If you can think of a time, you may be sitting at home alone right now. If you're sitting at home alone, you're thinking. Now, think of something that is very, 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 very empowering, something that the first time that you got first place in a spelling bee, or that you won your race, or you got a big raise on your job, or you won the lottery, or you got married. Think about a great, powerful, wonderful memory, something that creates thoughts and feelings of jovialness. Think about that. You will almost smile. You may smirk. You may laugh. It's like, take out an old video and watch it of your wedding day. Take out something positive and watch it. Watch the old video of your high school football games. Watch the old videos of your past life successes. And it generates energy. This generating of energy is the result of you reliving that moment, even though it's already happened, it's past tense. But it creates a chemical response that works both positively and negatively. Now, you could watch, you could take out a video, or you could take a memory of your mom or your dad passing away. Maybe you lost a loved one, a brother or sister. Maybe you have a traumatic event that happened in your life. You could sit there and you could use your thoughts, because thoughts are things. So these energies, these entities, again, they stimulate certain parts of the body. through faith or fear. It can be felt in your stomach. You can feel it in your gut. You ever notice how you get ready to do something? I remember back in the day when I was getting into diving and swimming, I would go up on the platform, and I wanted to become a diver. And I would get up there, and I was getting ready to do a cutaway, or I was getting ready to do a back somersault. And I would have butterflies in my stomach, almost like I was feeling of getting sick right before the dive. I remember when I played football right before the game, sometimes I would throw up right before a big game because I would look in the stands and I would see all those people in the stands, and I would realize that, man, this is a big game. This is a championship game. I would have that feeling of butterflies because of the energy, and I was pumped up. You ever see, like, Ray Lewis before the football games when he played and he would do that dance as he came out? He was pumped up. He was full of energy. You ever look at these great athletes right before the great event, like a boxing match or a UFC fight? These guys are all pumped up. They are hyped up because of the energy. Where they get it from? They generated it. How did they generate it? Through their training, through their thinking, through putting their focus, becoming disciplined, and having an orderly system that they follow. You ever see Mike Tyson in his heyday? Mike Tyson would walk through people like they wasn't even there because he had trained, he had focused, he had harnessed all of his energy. How did he do it, though? How did he generate energy? Now, have you seen Mike Tyson's story before Customato got him? That little knucklehead was a little, you know, he was on his way to prison. This guy saw something in Mike Tyson. He told him, hey, take all that energy that you are using to steal and to rob. That's what I did. I was using my energy to do negative things. I went to the Marine Corps, and the Marine Corps changed my life because they taught me how to be a man and take my energy and put it into positive things. So the management of your energy determines your success. That's your responsibility, brother. That's your responsibility, sister. There's too many, especially within the African-American community, people who are walking around looking for somebody to come along and do something. No, you come up with an ideal. You got a brain. You got a mind. What is it that makes you feel loved, valued, and respected? Open up your mind. Get in contact with your thinking. You got a box called a brain that has the potential to think. Thinking is said to be the hardest activity on the planet, harder than anything else. Thinking for oneself. We all have been brainwashed to a certain degree because of the system that we live in. So check out, unplug from the matrix, turn off the TV, turn off the radio, turn off the internet, silence the cell phone, take out a sheet of paper, sit in a room and think for yourself, not nobody else. This is one of the most hardest things to do because it requires you to get in contact with the Creator. He is the giver of life, light. Lucifer is the light bearer, the light bringer. Now, he is the manipulator. He's not the light. He manipulates light. So, therefore, we go with life, not light. Now, we talked about on yesterday's show the great invocation. The invocation is about distributing light. I don't care how great it is, it's still light. It's the manipulation of light. So, then we got to focus on life. So that means that your thoughts should be thoughts of life, not light. Now, light, when you do thoughts of light, you get into the sciences and to the technological fields. That is great. Don't get me wrong. We live in a world, I'm using the results of light thoughts, not life, technology. This is great. But when you come to purpose-based, not passion-based, people who are into greed, that's a Luciferian concept, and it's a faulty foundation. However, you can make a lot of money, you can do a lot of great for a lot of people, you can save the whales, you can hug trees, you can go out and do great things. Don't get me wrong. I'm nothing against it. Again, I'm just giving you what God has given me. My job is to teach life, not light. So I am, again, a life bringer, not a light bringer. I'm not interested in luciferance, the interference of the lument or the light. I'm not trying to interfere with the light. Yahushua is the light, but Lucifer is the light bringer, the light bearer, the light bender, the light manipulator. That's another study for another time. But when I talk about business, your business, I only teach Clarionomics. Now, Clarionomics is a study that I'm still praying about when to roll that out and what format that's going to be done because it's so heavy. Clarionomics is the economy of heaven. It is spirit. It is the economy of spirit. It is the household management of energy. That's what we're discussing today. It's called Clarionomics. It comes from the Greek word kleros, which means to take your lot or your inheritance and use it for messianic age. Use it for the Messiah. That's kleros in the Greek, kleronomics. Well, again, a word that I've turned comes from the word kleronomos. Kleronomos is the household management of the soul for the messianic kingdom. So there's two Greek words, kleros, K-L-E-R-O-S, and kleronomos, K-L-E-R-O-N-O-S. Kleronomos, I added the economics to it. So I've coined a phrase, Clarionomics. So Clarionomics is the economy of the soul. It is used in the soul to generate energy that is used for the messianic, for the morning star administration, not the fallen star demonstration. Everyone is a part of the fallen star demonstration. I'm a part of the morning star administration. It is the under, over, and understand that there is a high percentage of people today who manifest a set of energies that are entities and they are unaware. Because what I am trying to explain to you today is how energy transists or transmits through humanity to bring about and establish greed, ego, lust, fear, doubt, unbelief. Instead of using all of our thoughts, all of our energies, all of our emotions, which our emotions is energy in motion. Energy in motion is entities in motion. So everybody listening to this show has been empowered by an entity. I'm just suggesting that you allow that benevolent entity, the Father of Light. So let me make sure that you are crystal clear on what I'm saying. So the Father of Lights made lesser lights. These are lesser deities. And so the truth of the matter is the Creator God, not the creative God, is the giver of life. This life is the light of the world. The lesser God can't get to life. But he can manipulate light. So behind the light is life. So if you got the wrong life, you're going to have the wrong light. And so the life, again, I recommend that you have a life that's based upon the kingdom of God, that's based upon your DNA. Because there are higher beings that have been given the right to rule and to reign over light. It is called the electromagnetic spectrum. So if you're not familiarized with the structure of the kingdom of light, by looking at the electromagnetic spectrum and reading, for example, my book on bioluminescence or my book on that I talk about, again, the ether of light and the ether of light, or my book on luminescence, which is the under over understanding of how Lumina or Lucifer manipulate the fluorescence or the fire, what we call light. So these are lesser beings. Now you should be asking, what does this have to do with business? It has everything to do with business. Because business is simply the expression of a worthy ideal. Some ideals are more worthier than others. So the goal, my goal is to make sure that we get in contact with the worthiest of ideal. That's your purpose. And so life on this planet in the current form goes back a whole lot farther and a whole lot longer than what we realize and what we believe. So many of us don't understand that there are beings on this planet that you can't see. In fact, you can't see 99% of them. You can only you perceive less than 1% of the electromagnetic spectrum, or less than 10%. So 90% of what's going on, you can't see. So all of these are higher frequencies. They have evolved on a higher level that we can't understand. So some of these beings, again, are benevolent. Some of them are not. So only thing that you got to understand is that there are some energies or entities that are for you, and there are some energies and the entities that are not. And so the only thing that we need to wrap our brain around is this physical world is a reflection of the invisible world that is the kingdom of light. It is the messianic, the morning star administration. So there are beings that are under the great architect of light. He's called the father of light. He has given them dominion over the physical realm of the electromagnetic spectrum. It is their responsibility to bring about the coming and goings of the day and of the night. Now, this world that we live in, again, is under the dominion of beings who are under the overall control of the Father of Lights. Now, this goes a whole lot deeper. But again, all of this is, again, I go deeper in my paid studies, also inside of my book, Cladonomics, The New Economy of the Soul and of Heaven. For you, where we are today, this is the only thing that you need to take away from today's message. There are fragments, brothers and sisters, that you have to wrap your brain around. The main energy is sex. On this planet, sex transmutation is the number one driving force of what everybody does, sex. That's why it's in every advertisement. That's why it's on everything. You have to transmute it. You have to understand that that energy is used by most of the non-benevolent beings as a tool of control on this planet. Now, this energy is used to foster and promote anger, fear, doubt, and unbelief, when it should be used to promote love, joy, peace, gentleness. So we got to understand and we got to know, okay, there's an energy that somebody wants to try to use to dominate me, to manipulate me, to control me, and this is the dark side of sex. That's why sex magic and sex, the sex grammatization is what we see in most of what we call religion. 90%, I would venture to say 95% of what goes on is the sexual transmutation for greed and for lust instead of for love and for altruism. So what are you to do? Your job is to manage sexual energy. How do you do that? There is nothing wrong to acknowledge it. I don't understand why people walk around like they're... I remember talking to one client, and he would never look a female in the eye. Him and his wife had made an agreement. And so he walked around in blinders on it, and he looked like... number one, he was really frail. He was really thin. And he looked almost like somebody who has like a mental disorder, like a Down syndrome person. He carried himself because he refused to transmute the energy. All I'm saying is that somebody comes in, now that feeling that you have, the main energy is a sexual energy on this planet. So now you got to turn that into its purest form, which is life, not light. Now you can take sexual energy and you can turn it into light. That's great. You can use it and you can do a lot of great stuff. But if you take the energy and you transmute or you materialize it or you manifest it to give light to somebody, so you take what the enemy is using for your downfall and you transmute it into something good. You take the energy. People run from it. I use it every day, all day. I know someone may have ill will towards me. It's the same thing with negative. What about racism? Another energy. Race is a powerful energy. So I know that there are people who don't like black people. I'm a black man. I know that there are people that don't like white people. But I take that negative energy that they're sending me. People call me, take me all the time, man, and they tell me, "Hey, dude, why you hanging out with white folks. Because I like white folks. I like black folks. I like blue folks. I like green folks. I like all people. So I take that evil intention and I take send your energy. So don't be afraid of negative energy, brothers and sisters. It's like in Hollywood, they say there's no such thing as negative advertisement. I say there's no such thing as negative energy. Why? Let me tell you a secret that most people will never tell you. This is really, really important. Energy is neutral. Your emotional attachment to it changes it. Let me say that again. There's no such thing as racism or what is called racist energy until it goes through a human body. So you got a thought. That thought, again, is attached by a belief. That belief turns it into evil. Energy is neutral. The Father is sending out energy. Your brain says, I'm going to take this emotion, I'm going to take this energy, I'm going to add racism to it, and I'm going to use it to hurt black people or hurt white people. Or I'm going to take this energy. It's neutral. It's just a source that empowers. So this source, I'm going to use it to empower, to manipulate this girl so I can sleep with her. Or I'm going to use it to say something to uplift this girl so I can transform her life. Energy is neutral, brother. How you use it turns it bad or good. That's what you're going to be judged on. The Father is going to judge you on how you use his energy. So you take something that is neutral and you turn it into something evil, you will give an account for it. Now you got to manage it. So now we got all this energy. And let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying. You see, one of the things that I learned was that I had a lot of energy. I didn't have to go out and get it. For some reason or another, when I was a little kid, I had a lot of energy. Well, everybody else, even now, I got more energy than most people. Most people sleep more than I do. Now, it's not a good or bad thing. That's just who I am. That's just the way I'm wired. And so energy, brothers and sisters, doesn't flow through a particular thought without being taking on the emotional energy of that thought. So energy is neutral. Energy does not contain a preassigned emotion, such as love or hate. Energy is neutral when it comes from the Father. He sends it to you, and he says, okay, I'm going to give you a talent. Everybody's given a talent or energy. One person is going to bury their talent. Another person is going to blow their talent. Or somebody else is going to multiply that talent. So the Father is going to take talent, dear Keneal, purpose, service, and you didn't do nothing with yours. He's going to take the little that you have, and he's going to give it to somebody else who multiplies that. The Father is interested in people who know how to grow their dear Keneal, their energy. The Father is sending energy. So this energy does not contain emotion until you get it. So your resonance now, good or bad, is manipulating the Father. The Father's going to hold you accountable for that. See, your soul, the Bible says that you already have been given everything that you need for life and godliness, past tense. So you have love. So now if you add love to the energy that you have, you're going to give love. You see, but sometimes you receive something that you don't think is a part of you. See, it depends on whether you live by it. That empowers you to transmute it. So you talk love, but you don't live love. You can't transmute energy into love. Let me say that again. Or you talk a good game, but your energy is that you're sending out is not a good game. What does that mean, brothers and sisters? Transmutating energy, your vibe basically molds the energy and you attract more of it. What does that mean, brothers and sisters? That means women tell me all the time, I keep attracting guys that beat me. You want to know why you keep attracting guys that beat you? You got neutral energy coming to your life, and something in your life molds the energy to attract guys that beat you. It's not the energy that's the problem. It's your subconscious belief system that's the problem. So you got energy, but you keep producing bad thoughts and bad behavior. It's not the energy that's bad. It's the way that you're thinking as you mold that energy that's producing bad. So what we got to address is your subconscious belief system. That, again, is manipulating the prana or the chi or the energy that's flowing into your life because you have been given it. You have been given it, everything that you need for life and godliness. Notice you was not given everything that you need for light. So the enemy is saying, take this, make light, brother. He will help you make light. Because light is knowledge, and he is the God of knowledge. He wants you to worship knowledge. He does not want you to worship eternal life. So you got eternal knowledge, but you ain't got no eternal life. I'm in the life business. I'm not in the light business. And if you don't understand that when you are in business, your business will not be successful. Now, the level of your success is predetermined. Do you think God's going to make you a billionaire and that is not your lane? Let me say that again. Most of us take the energy from God and use it to promote our God, which is ourselves. You will be held accountable for that. You will stand before the Father, and he will ask you, say that you are an irresponsible creator. So you are a co-creator with the creator. The Father loans you. Remember the definition of the word Christ? It is a loan. You are loaned energy. Now, what are you going to do with it? Tomorrow, we're going to continue with this, and this is going to be, I'm going to have to spend a little time on this one. I have this inside of them. Again, I have a book, I have a course that breaks this down. This is the metaphysics of wealth, where I break down how to use what some people call prana, some people call chi. I simply call it energy and entity. Now, the most important thing for today's lesson is to understand that energy is neutral. It's not flawed. It doesn't need to be corrected. The next thing you need to understand is sex has attached itself to God, and they are promoting sex magic in the church. You don't know it because it's subconscious. That's why your worship leader is a flaming homosexual, or he's very promiscuous. That's why the pastor looks like a pimp, because the underlying energy that has been emotionally manipulated, because energy is like a wind. It is everywhere. It is all around you. You can't see it. You can't hear it. You can't touch it. You can't taste it. But you can sense it. You know it's there. Energy has been expressed. It's been exposed. And you got to expand it. Energy is free flowing. Energy radiates and permeates the resonance of the entity, which is you. So whatever subconscious belief system that you have, it transmutes the energy, and the energy sends that out. Your body sends it out. What does that mean? Brothers and sisters, love is not something that, I can't even say that. Love is something that you already have. It's not something that you got to go get. That was the hardest thing, because I thought I didn't have the capacity for love because I never sent it out. It was there. It was just buried under my belief system, because the person who was my primary caregiver didn't express the energy of love in a way that my spirit knew was right. So I shut down and I rejected it. If you always ponder to yourself, why do I do things, me in poverty? If you ponder, if you think about this to yourself, now again, nobody else is involved. This is between you, yourself, and yourself. If you sit down and if you think to yourself, why do these things keep happening to me? It is very important that you realize that you attract events into your life. You do. You attract events into your life because your energy, your emotional state on a subconscious level attracts, it is a Schumann, or it is a frequency match
for those events in your life. Why is poverty in your life? Because poverty matches the energy in your life. Why is sickness in your life? Because sickness matches the energy in your life. Why is fear in your life? Because fear is an energy. It just goes, it follows the path of least resistance or the path of same resistance. So there is a frequency of 9 hertz. That's the frequency of fear. That frequency finds other 9 hertz. So if you are a 9 hertzer, guess what? Fear is going to find you. I don't care where you go. I don't care what you do. If you vibrate on 9 hertz, fear is going to find you. And all of the other 9 hertzers out there, they're going to find you. Why? You are one of them. They're welcoming you home. Come on home, brother. But you're like, no, I'm not. Well, okay. Remember, energy is neutral. It's just finding like. It's attracted to things like it. So if you're vibrating on 9 hertz, energy is going to, fear is going to find you, and all you're going to get in your life is fear. Why? Because you are sending out the frequency of fear. So it is your job, my brothers and sisters, to over understand. If your life is a mess, or in other words, chaotic, unorganized, uncontrolled, there's no focus, there's no discipline, there's no order, there's no wealth, there's no health, there's no wisdom, then it is because you have no chief aim. You got no goals. You have no motivation. You got no ambition. You don't have a direct thought life that establishes, again, your physical life. And so you have to make sure that energy flows where thoughts goes. Your flow becomes what it appears to be, chaotic. For example, if a female, and I'm ending with this, if a woman attracts a man who disrespects her, he's abusive, it is because you yourself harbor harmful energies, thoughts within yourself, but you don't understand it because it's subconscious. It is below the radar, but somewhere, somehow in your life, if you really are honest and examine yourself, you will find that everything that is in your life right now is because it is composed of yourself. You attract this in the opposite gender. If you're a woman, you're attracted in the male. If you're a male, you're attracted in the female. Now, this is the most difficult thing that I do as a life coach, as a teacher. Because at this point, people think to themselves, but hey, I'm a good person, bro. You don't understand. I don't have no thoughts of fear. I don't have no thoughts of poverty. I don't have no thoughts. You mean to tell me I want to be beat? I don't want to be beaten. So this is where I lose everybody. Everybody wishes and wants wealth. Everybody wants health. Everybody wants wisdom. Everybody wants a good man or a good woman. Everybody do. That's normal. Everybody want it. But see, we don't get what we want. See, you don't get what you pray for. You get what you think about while you're praying. You don't get what you want. Excuse me. You don't get what you dream. You get what you do while you're dreaming. So you got to dream, right? I got a dream of becoming a millionaire. What are you doing? TV, eating Captain Crunch cereal. How many millionaires you know watch TV and eat Captain Crunch cereal? Oh, you don't know no millionaires. Then you wonder why you don't got the vibration of a millionaire? Have you ever heard of frequency matching? This is scientifically proven. Do you know that according to frequency matching, that's why I have the Eagles Club. That's why church people go into a group. That's why if there are people listening to this show, the only way, now again, I learned this at the FBI Academy. The only way for you to change your social status is to somebody in a higher social status to pull you up. The only way for you to change your vibratory rate is somebody in a higher vibratory rate to vibrate. Your vibration then matches theirs. Why did Jesus come on the earth? One reason only, to put the morning star's vibration on the planet, because it didn't exist. Now everybody can vibrate to hear him. Frequency matching states that if something vibrates, now again, when I was in law enforcement, we used to use tuning forks. Now they got higher technology now. So a tuning fork is you hit this torque, it makes this sound, this vibration. All of the other tuning forks start to vibrate to match it. Let me say that again. You want to be a millionaire? Find a millionaire. His thoughts, he vibrates. His thoughts are not like yours. Just being in his space will change your life. If you are a loser, you better find a group of winners, and you might want to hang out with them. So if you're a chicken, you better find some eagles and hang out with them. If you're sick, you better find some healthy people, hang out with them. And you're going to notice they walk faster than you. You're going to notice they eat differently than you. You're going to notice that they talk differently than you. You're going to notice they sleep differently than you. You're going to notice that they wear. You will notice everything that you do is different from them. And you're going to change to match their pace, or you're going to drop out. My brothers and my sisters, that is how you control. That is how you manage your energy. So tomorrow we're going to go deeper down the rabbit trail just a little bit more, drop a few more nuggets. Again, you need to pick up a copy of my book, Claironomics, The Household Management of the Soul. It's a deep book. It's a very expensive book. Everything I'm doing for 2015 is very deep, very expensive, because this is it. Again, hopefully I get through it. Meaning that I'm doing this as long as you support me, as long as the spirit say keep it rolling. If the support is not there, then I'll be checking out, and I'll be doing something else. But again, this information, brothers and sisters, is very, very important for you to wrap your brain around. That's why I'm trying to do as many shows as I can within the amount of time that I have, because I'm not sure how long that this is going to continue. But as long as I got breath in my body, and as long as the spirit say to keep it rolling, we're going to keep it rolling. Again, join me tomorrow, brothers and sisters, later on today. Again, I'm going to be dropping some more knowledge, dealing with the spiritual side, doing these noon shows. I'm dealing with your household management. I'm dealing with what I call business, because business is you. Most people separate business from who they are and what they do. Who I am and what I do is exactly the same. You meet me at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm teaching. You meet me at 12 o'clock at night, I'm teaching. You meet me at 3 in my sleep, I'm teaching. If I'm not teaching, I'm learning, so that way I can teach. 24/7, 365. Who I am and what I do is exactly the same. It is the business of the household management of the soul. It is the energy and entity management. You are an energy manager. You are the CEO of You Incorporated. Make sure that you manage your company effectively. That is Claironomics. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, the Holy Spirit, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you.
Negative with thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even got to curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blended in, no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is skipping, it's the misery is about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money.